KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have sunny skies. It's 25 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny today and a high around 50. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In the news, a popular Waterloo restaurant owned by the daughter and son-in-law of an Atlantic woman and her husband was heavily damaged by fire early Thursday morning. Firefighters were called to the Wishbone Restaurant in Waterloo shortly before 5:30 a.m. after a passing police officer noticed smoke coming from the restaurant. And Waterloo Fire Chief Pat Treloar said there was a large fire inside the building when crews arrived.
The damage throughout the building is extensive. There's structural damage inside, smoke damage throughout the entire building.
Upon entering the front of the eatery, firefighters had to deal with a tense situation. As Treloar says, one firefighter went through the floor in the dining area.
Fortunately, it didn't go all the way through to the basement. A couple of our other firefighters close to him were able to grab him before he went through. They called a Mayday, which is very uncommon, but fortunately our guy is okay.
Mayday is a term used by firefighters on the scene to alert others of a firefighter in distress. Treloar says the firefighter was shook up but not transported to the hospital, and there were no injuries reported. It was too early to know yesterday what sparked the fire or where it began. The city fire marshal was investigating. The Wishbone has been a fixture in Waterloo since the 1960s. Randy and Cindy Hellman of Waterloo bought the business in 2010 and later added a small bar to the restaurant. Cindy is the daughter of Sharon Weddle Crane and her husband Ken, both from Atlantic. Randy Hellman says they hope to get the Wishbone up and running again as soon as possible.
It's hard to say right now. My plan is always to get it back open, get my employees back to work, get my friends and family and all of them back to having a good Wishbone again.
The Hellmans employ around 20 people at the restaurant. In addition to the Wishbone, they also own Dairy Cream franchises in Charles City, Waverly, Webster City, and several in Waterloo. The Audubon County Engineer and Secondary Roads Department reports the intersection of Mockingbird Avenue and 265th Street will be closed to traffic for multiple bridge replacements beginning Monday, March 9th. Weather permitting, work will wrap up on June the 1st. Until then, the intersection of Mockingbird Avenue and 265th Street will remain closed, again, effective Monday. You can see a map of the affected area in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The Cass County Auditor's Office Thursday said one additional person had filed papers in advance of the general election. Deputy Auditor Sherry Carnes reports Linda L. Pelzer has filed nomination papers for the hospital board. Last Monday, Leanne Pellett submitted her papers for the same board. There are three seats available on that ballot this November for those that position. There have been no changes to the list of persons filing for the June 2nd primary, and as mentioned previously, the candidates thus far include Steve Green of Atlantic, a Republican incumbent for Cass County Board of Supervisors District 1, Steve Byer of Griswold, Republican incumbent for District 4, Russell Joyce of Atlantic, a Democrat, and Bernard Pettinger of Oneida for Cass County Board of Supervisors in District 5, and Republican incumbents Dale Sunderman, Auditor, and Darby McLaren, Sheriff. The deadline to file nomination papers with the proper amount of signatures for the general election is March 20th, while the deadline for the primary election is March 25th. A Colorado man who threw a cup of water on Iowa Congressman Steve King has been sentenced to 2 years probation. Blake Gibbons of Lafayette, Colorado, had pleaded guilty to misdemeanor assault on a member of Congress. Gibbons admitted that he approached a table at a Fort Dodge restaurant on March 22nd of last year and threw a cup of water at Republican King. Gibbons' attorney said Gibbons' actions were out of character and may have resulted from recent emotional pressure. Gibbons was in Iowa for a family funeral when he approached King, and Gibbons has no criminal prior history. Well, the Atlantic Police Department yesterday reported there have been five recent arrests, including the arrest on Monday of 26-year-old Robert Jones of Exira. He was taken into custody for possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of meth and marijuana, open container, interference with official acts, a controlled substance violation also. Last Sunday, Atlantic Police arrested 29-year-old Alicia DeLaca of Avoca for driving while license revoked, and 18-year-old Allison Campbell of Walnut was arrested for OWI first offense. Then back on February 21st, 48-year-old Daniel Laws of Elkhorn was arrested by Atlantic Police on a Cass County warrant for criminal mischief in the second degree. On February 20th, APD arrested 30-year-old Alan Cicera of Atlantic for OWI second offense. Now, all of those subjects were transported to the Cass County Jail and booked in, and as of Wednesday, only Jones had remained in the jail. A judge in Council Bluffs U.S. District Court Wednesday sentenced a Council Bluffs man on drug charges. 30-year-old Dalton Lee Dukes was ordered in prison for nearly 12 and a half years for conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine and carrying a firearm in relation to a drug trafficking crime. Duke's sentence will be followed by an additional 60 months for carrying a firearm in relation to drug trafficking, plus 5 years of supervised release after his prison term ends. The sentencing was the result of an investigation originating here in Cass County regarding the distribution of methamphetamine delivered from Omaha, Nebraska. The investigation revealed that Duke's was distributing meth in numerous locations throughout southwest Iowa. After a confidential informant purchased meth from Duke's, he was arrested on February 15th of last year. And at the time of his arrest, Duke's was found to be in possession of money from drug sales and a loaded 9mm Taurus handgun. Prior to being sentenced in the case, Dukes was charged with first-degree murder in Douglas County, Nebraska, and is awaiting transfer to answer those charges. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa Thursday said that on Wednesday also, 55-year-old Sean Morgel of Council Bluffs was sentenced in district court to a little more than 2 years in prison for being a prohibited person in possession of a firearm. The judge also ordered Morgel to serve a 3-year term of supervised release upon completion of his sentence. On May the 21st of 2018, the Council Bluffs Police Department received a report of a theft from a local gun store. Morgel admitted to stealing a pistol from the gun store and later trading it in exchange for controlled substance. His case was investigated by the Council Bluffs Police Department, ATF, and explosives, and the case was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. Well, two people were arrested on separate charges Wednesday in Creston. Authorities said yesterday 28-year-old Amanda Steinbach of Creston had been arrested on an Adams County warrant for failure to appear on an original driving while suspended charge. Steinbach was released to the custody of Adams County. And 23-year-old Cody Lamack of Creston was arrested on a charge of possession of controlled substance marijuana and possession of paraphernalia. Lamack was later released on a $1,300 bond. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, Republican senators from four states have seen severe flooding from the Missouri River, are backing legislation that would require the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to change its management of the river to reduce the flood risk. The proposal would require the Corps to take steps to reduce flood risks along the lower Missouri River by changing the way it manages the dams and by strengthening levees along the river. The proposal is backed by all the senators from Nebraska, Iowa, Kansas, and Missouri. Corps officials say flood protection remains their highest priority. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments, located at 601 Poplar here in Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.